And when you are ready, I will entertain a motion for action to approve the minutes of June 21st, 2020. Thank you, Regent Diaz. Do I hear a second? Thank you very much, Dr. Rachel Leon Burrell. Any discussion on the minutes, any errors or omissions noted on the minutes? There being none, all in favor of approving the minutes of June 21st, 2024, please signify by saying aye and raising your right hand.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous. The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is 3.0, Chairman's remarks. I really want to start off in recognizing the late Governor Paul M. Calvo. Today, we bid farewell to him, but we also want to acknowledge the many contributions that Governor Calvo had made to our island. What a statesman he was, well-loved among those who remember him. So I just want to ask for a moment of silence to honor him. Thank you very much. And we hope to see more statesman-like behavior in the future. Yes. Okay. I really want to take this opportunity since it has been a long time since this board has met in person, and we've seen some faces that are new, and this is in person is always nice. And we also want to take this opportunity to also invite you to stay so that we can celebrate a major milestone of the Research Corporation of the University of Guam since its inception. So please take the time to remain for the 3 o'clock recognition located downstairs in room 129, I believe. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the amazing, amazing leadership of Kathleen Morlin, our executive director. Kathleen has gone over and beyond the expectations of the leadership role of our COG because she had brought into the position many, many years of experience in higher education, hailing first from the Guam Community College, but also holding key positions in marketing, in the global learning and engagement. And every time that she has touched a particular unit with her leadership, she has really taken it beyond, way beyond expectations. And I just wanna use this opportunity to recognize Kathleen and to honor her, especially for what she has been very successful in doing in taking RCOG basically from a zero-based revenue student where we are today. And just the wonderful professionalism that she has brought into the role and her ability to navigate through many different types of employees on campus, working hand-in-hand with principal investigators, working hand-in-hand with grant writers, grant administrators, employees of all types, our faculty, our scientists, our partners, and being able to take RCOG beyond what we had envisioned it to be to where it is today. And so we also want to acknowledge just the ability to take a team of amazing members of our staff to be a well-oiled machine with regard to the not just effectiveness, but also efficiency and serving as an exemplar with regard to what a research corporation ought to look like with regard to its operations and certainly in terms of its achievements. And so later on, we'll be able to have that opportunity to look at all these achievements to also be able to just extend a very heartfelt thank you to Kathleen. Kathleen, this will be your last board meeting as executive director. So you just want to And we are going to miss you on this, and I know that Michael will be taking over the helm, you know, as part of that succession. And so we feel very confident, Michael, and where RSOG will continue to be as it you know, as it is a major part of our Tulis Mo'na Propelling Forward initiative. We want to credit as well Dr. Robert Underwood, who was president, and through the vision, and, you know, we had Dr. John Peterson, I will also recognize him, and former speaker BJ Cruz. It was through the confidence and engagement of speaker BJ Cruz and, of course, his staff, in recognizing the value of launching a research corporation at our very own University of Guam. And so I think you'll be super amazed at where it has become since we first launched RCOG. And it is through them and members of the board who have joined us in on that voyage, right, to work with different members of our UOG community and provide them with just a platform to take their special interests, go after grants and contracts, bring them through, have the confidence that they wouldn't have to worry about a lot of the administrative operational side of grants administration because Kathleen was able to manage it in such an amazing way. And we just want to also acknowledge that it's sad to see Kathleen, step away, but towards a much deserved second retirement. But she won't be going too far because I'm going to have to lure her back in some other capacity, right? So I just want to acknowledge that we do have some exciting things that are going to roll out. When we launch the Power Hulu plan under past president. Dr. Price, the first strategic initiative was being recognized as a research university centered in Island Wisdom. Island Wisdom really, emphasized the sense of place, the uniqueness of our area with regard to a whole lot of different types of research that focus, whether it be marine science or natural resources or health, or social, cultural, whichever. And so, we're just very excited that we've been able to touch along all of those different platforms and under strategic initiative number one. And boy, did we fly. We went from nothing to just the envy of many other peer institutions and being able to play with the big boys and girls, with regard to being recognized and achieving national recognition in our own right. And having the a lot of the energy and enthusiasm from our faculty scholars and scientists and a number of our administrators who are still involved in research, certainly appreciate what that has meant. Leading as a partner institution under strategic initiative number two, still under Power Hulu, that played a significant purpose with regard to being able to partner with other larger institutions, being engaged in even more grants, being able to leverage, and of course, with the $20 million National Science Foundation EBSCOR grant, that was an amazing game changer for our institution. And of course, many other grants since then, many other recognitions and so forth. We did not throw out the baby with the bathwater with the new Tulis Mo'na strategic plan. The four pillars look a little different. The first one focuses on, taking care of our students. The second one really encapsulates the threefold mission. Research is still at the core of that, but it's positioning the university as a trusted source of high-quality programs, high-quality research, and high quality relevant service. So we didn't do away with anything that we started off under Good to Great or Power Hulu. It's still captured, embedded deeply into strategic pillar number two. And number three really takes care of our employees, which include, you know, obviously faculty. And the fourth one is how to make sure that we keep ourselves way above water in view of the declining local government support for the university. And thank goodness for just the productivity through the Research Corporation of the University of Guam, basically as an important lever for keeping the University of Guam sustainable. So a lot of other things going on. We can't keep up. I think about when Dr. Charlene, our Senior Vice President and Provost, when we get invited to many different events because everybody wants the President and the SVP to show up. And sometimes we're quadruply booked. And it's because there's so much more going on. And it's not just faculty engaged in the research, but you have students who are engaged in that. And there's so many much activity. We are indeed being recognized across even our local community and those who pay attention to the news from among the diaspora as a university that is really doing a lot of great things. So I just want to just congratulate our COG for being a major player to that. And I just want to invite the board to help me. Okay, I will just pass it on. The next item on our agenda is new business. So I will turn it over to Kathleen for part one, executive director's report to the board.
Great. Okay. As long as all the technology runs through me. So here we are. All right. So where did we end at the end of fiscal 24? So that's September 30. We have 171 grants, annual budgets of $35.3 million, multi-year budgets of $107 million. It's incredible. I remember I mentioned this in March. Was the first time we exceeded $100 million. So hence, you know, sometimes things happen and we just don't celebrate them. So that's what we're going to go down and celebrate after this. We have 246 employees.
Wow.
And as you'll see downstairs in the next half hour, we started with two. Here are our total grant expenditures. We're $26,288,000. That is a 17.5% increase over the prior year. So I don't know who else can say that. I don't know what private sector company can say it. Maybe they can with the military buildup. But this is the tremendous growth. In just 2 years, it's 35%. So this is a lot of work done by the team and all the people who process everything, Michael, Gloria, all the procurement and accounting folks, Danica, you name it, they're there doing all the hard work. And then we have the HR team processing all those hires for those 246 folks. And so if you look at this, just to kind of give you some perspective, right? I think Guam Community College has about 250 employees. So just in the Research Corporation, which is only a part of the University of Guam, we are about as big as they are. And then our $26 million of expenditures exceeds what they get from the legislature, and maybe even some of that Manpower Development Fund. So in terms of what this has become, the impact on the university, number one, because that's why we exist, but the community, I mean, it's you have to like take a minute and pause and go, oh, that's phenomenal. Indirect costs, almost $3.8 million. And that's a 10% increase over the prior year. Rachel, we'll be happy. And then if you look at the growth just in 2 years. Now, we have, you know, some money, mostly through CIS, that is kind of COVID-related money. But other than that, we don't have any pandemic COVID HERF funding that we support that was all supported by the institution. And, you know, remember, this is not all the grants. These are just the grants that RCOG supports. But Michael did some fun facts, and I think that figure represents about 90% of all indirects. 91% of all indirects that are brought into the institution are from those projects supported by the Research Corporation. We had a 22, almost 23% increase in procurement transactions. So this is the growth of 2,300 POs, contracts, travel increased by a tremendous amount, and blanket POs. And so just to do that is amazing. If you look at the number of days in a year, there's a lot of stuff going on that employees are doing. Our revenue increased overall, so we brought in $1.5 million, and that's a bit more than the prior year. And also our operations increased, so you can see that it jumped up to about $855,000, almost $56,000. And that's primarily due to the 22% salary increase. So that was the full year where that was implemented, so we're seeing that. We have one CD that's still invested. We have one that just matured, and we made about $16,000 in interest income from those CDs in the last fiscal year. The buildings are going amazingly. So if you look at this one, Eugene took a shot of this on just last week, and they're putting in the floor / ceiling for the first floor. And good news, thank you, Glenn Leandrero. They are, over the weekend, removing that pole right here.
Yay!
Which is in the middle of our construction site. So what you're seeing here is only part of the nursing annex. And so once they remove that, then they can go to town and finish, you know, start working on the rest of the structure of that building. But they are both really kind of ahead of schedule. And they've mentioned to Glenn that they plan to be finished in October of next year. So a year from now.
The nursing annex?
Yeah.
Wow, that's much sooner than we thought.
Yeah, so that would be good. I mean, we're supposed to be finished by contract, they were, but you know, you never know. But there's a lot of manpower working on these buildings. So if you drive by, you see a lot of folks. So, you know, it's very exciting. They also poured some concrete just the other day on the Wary building. So that must have gone into all the walls, I'm thinking. Here's our updates. Completed the fiscal year closing. This is just, I think, today, right? So it's the last day. And this is the first time in 11 years that Gloria was not there for closing. So,
yeah. Great job, Gloria.
Bring them down.
Yeah, great job.
She really did. And so, you know, we just admire Gloria so much. And she's been part-time for 2 years. Part-time for 2 years, but she's Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave. So she's, but by the end of this fiscal year, she'll kind of come back on an on project or ad hoc basis. When they are overwhelmed, they might call her and say, we need your help. Come and help us. Because she knows all the systems. That OPA credit card audit is still ongoing. We don't have a resolution, so I can't report on that to you. But we did submit the Sang Equipment grant, and it was under review this week. So we're hoping to hear some good news on that. And that's $400,000. So that response, though, is still pending. We issued 7 travel awards. 2 folks, Michaela De La Cruz and Daniel Urbano, heading off to SACNAS, and Dr. Cheryl Sangeza recommended those 2. Ashley Castro, she's a graduate student down at the Marine Lab, and she's going to attend the Reef Futures Conference in Mexico in December, and she was recommended by Dr. Lori Raimondo.
Nice.
We've got 2 who traveled to the Science of Cancer Health Disparities and Racial Ethnic Minorities and the Medically Underserved. So that was Rainy Evangelista and Gian Paras, and they were recommended by Rasmia Badowski because they're working on the data sets for this. Mm-hmm. And we have 2 business majors, Gary Crisostomo and Nolan Santos, and they're going to head off to the Philippines to attend the annual conference there, and they were recommended by Leila Kabinting. So looking forward, we have my retirement. Yes, Gloria will, as I mentioned, continue to work through the end of the year, and then thereafter, as maybe she feels like it, or she's with it. And so the RCOG board does need to convene a search committee to fill the executive director's position. I looked through all the files before this meeting, and there was never a board resolution previously that authorized this. It was done by memo, kind of with the, I guess, consent of the board members. It was discussed, and the chair writes a memo and assigns the search committee members to that. I remember Rachel had one, and we've only ever had one for the executive director. And then I believe when that person is hired to fill the position, then there is the board approves.
Yes.
And so since then, Michael Connor is willing to serve as the interim executive director and Danica Samia as the interim chief business officer until the executive director position is filled. So that is our plan moving forward from there. And here we have our net revenue from 2024. So we pulled in a little more than 1.5 million. And then minus our operations expenses. So we have net revenue of about $700,000. So we didn't even have time to consult with executives on this because we just got the numbers. We just got the numbers on Wednesday. And so normally there would be a resolution and the board would approve it. But what we're thinking is to push $500,000 of that to support the Wherry construction. And then that would bring us to contributing 1.25 of the 4 million that we committed. And so then we would still owe 2.75, but that sounds a lot better than four. And we were thinking of rolling that $200,000 into a CD. What to do with that, we'll discuss in the next couple weeks. I know we could just push the whole thing to construction for the Wherry building, because that just means that Rachel draws down less from the internal endowment. Mm-hmm. And so then that can continue to grow. Or I also know that Wherry has zero money for FF&E. So that money could go to Wherry. But well, let's discuss it. I'm a conflicted. I want to take the weight off RCOG. On the other hand, we'll have a new building and no furniture. So, but anyway, this is great news. This is great news. So even though our operations expenses increased, we still ended up with $700,000. And thank you to the whole team here for all the hard work. And you'll be able to meet them all downstairs and shake their hands, because they are a good young group. So what's the old gal there on the left goes. Yeah, everybody else is in their early 30s or below. So we have a very young team, but they're very capable. And that is my report.
Congratulations on that. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Excellent, excellent progress. Congratulations to you and your team. Acknowledging Gloria as well. Gloria has been rock star since. David O'Brien, that's vice president. Speaking of vice president for administration and finance, I also want to acknowledge Rachel Field is currently acting vice president for administration and finance, while Randy is still on leave and until further notice. Yeah, so welcome to the board. You know, we want to just acknowledge that. Next item is an action item 4.2, resolution number 24-05, relative to amending authorization to open or close bank accounts or credit facilities. Ms. Kathleen?
Yes. And so this resolution is about removing my name and adding in Rachel's name, in addition to Randy's name, his name is still there, Michael Connor's name, and Danica Samia's name to our credit card, basically, and bank accounts and things that we open. Because when I retire, I don't really want to carry a $100,000 credit limit on an RCOG. Let's just push that over. So it takes about a month for a new credit card to get rolling. And so we wanted to take action on this now, so that come end of December, a new credit card can roll in Michael's name, and that will be for the full 100,000. And then business can continue because we rely on that credit card, and I don't think we could function if it stops. So it's very important that we don't have a gap. And so that's what this is about. And it, our delegation of authority remains the same. So it's just adding these new names so that we can continue to function while the search is on.
Okay, thank you, Kathleen. I'll go ahead and entertain a motion on the floor for resolution number 24-05. Thank you very much. Dr. Raimundo, motion has been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Dr. Shirley Santos-Bamba. Go ahead and entertain any discussion on resolution 24-05 at this time. Any questions? There being none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of approving resolution number 24-05, please signify by saying aye, raising the right hand. Aye, and it's unanimous. 24-05 is approved. Thank you. Item 4.3, resolution number 24-06, relative to approved fiscal year 2026 operations budget. It's an action item, Kathleen. Yeah.
I know this seems really early, and it is, but it's okay. I mean, it goes with the process. Usually we have this meeting in December, and then it's provided to the OBACO as part of the whole university building their budget process. So we also have this on board. I want you to take a look at the executive director. That is budgeted at $125,000. And that's about mid, in the middle of the quartiles, the fourth quartiles. So starting for that position is about 107. That would be at the very bottom. But I was thinking that it depends. You might bring in somebody who has a little bit more experience, who will knows where giant pots of money are, and they bring those in. So so we budget that at 125. And then we took the accounting specialist, and that had been part-time for Gloria's position, but we increased that to full-time. And so basically those are the only changes. If you look at the bottom number there, with the expenditures being 1.4 million, we're still under our threshold that we achieved this year. So I think it's pretty conservative at the end of the day. We've been holding the line on insurance. So and even though we actually opted to get our own workers' comp insurance because we have so many field employees and they keep hurting themselves in the jungle. I mean, they're minor, but you know, you just have to be, you know, that risk is there. So you have to make sure we don't have a pot of money to charge that to. So we have to make sure we have insurance. And so that's remained the same this year. So that was really lucky and that was good. And we've also built into this budget $250,000 for the Wary building construction. So the last 2 years we've been able to push back $500,000, but you know, we'll see who's president and if science matters. So that might affect the grant, that might affect if there isn't a, Congress can't pass a budget. We had a big pause years ago for that for a couple of weeks, and that was kind of scary. We had to figure out how long we could sustain ourselves before we would have to terminate employees because we couldn't spend the money. Some grants we were able to spend. So anyway, that's our budget. I think, as I said, it's a pretty conservative budget that meets all of our needs.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. Go ahead and entertain a motion to approve resolution 24-06 at this time. Okay, motion made by Dr. Ricky Hernandez. Sorry, I have a second. Thank you very much, Rachel. Any discussion on the motion?
I think so. It was early, but at some point, we have a meeting before the contribution board needs to submit their budget procedure. There could be adjustments for things. Mm-hmm. Something for them.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
This wouldn't be part of this.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Right. But it just, we just do that as part of it. That's what we've always done. And we provide it to the university, so the university knows what RCOG's plans are, what our budget is. But I think the board could come back at any time
and decide that they need to increase or decrease depending on who you hire, and circumstances. Yeah.
Any other?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll go ahead and call for a question. All in favor of approving 24-06, please signify by saying aye and raising your right hand.
Aye.
Aye, it is unanimous. Resolution 24-06 is approved. Thank you very much. The only other item on the agenda is 5.0, adjournment. I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Dr. Rachel Leon-Guerra. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second. Dr. Shirley Santos-Bomba, got that. All in favor, please signify by saying aye, raising your right hand. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The October 25th, 2024 meeting of the RCOG Board of Directors is now adjourned. On my watch, I have 3:07 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can now segue to downstairs.
Yes, let's go.